Hello, this is Ron Risman at Camertown.com. It is June 1st, 2009. It's actually about 1 in the morning or 1:45 in the morning on June 2nd. But anyway, I want to cover a couple things today. One is Canon has officially announced at midnight, as promised, the 1.1.0 firmware update for the Canon EOS 5D Mark II. This adds full manual control in video mode. So while you're in video mode, you can now adjust the ISO, adjust the aperture to any of the aperture settings that your lens allows, and adjust the shutter speed, all while recording. I've downloaded the firmware, I've installed it, I've used it, and it is quite amazing. It's really nice to be able to have this kind of full control when you're shooting with a 5D Mark II in video mode. Now when you want to create a shallow depth of field, there's no more tricking the lens to get it to do that. If you want to create a wider depth of field, especially when you know that focus may be an issue, go to a higher, you know, a bigger aperture, or really a smaller aperture, a bigger number, like an f8 or an f12 or an f16, and you'll have much greater depth of field for controlling focus a little bit better. But for those tight shots where you really want shallow focus, you can just bring it down to f28 or f4 or whatever it is your lens supports at the setting that you're going to be shooting at, you know, the zoom ratio that you're going to be shooting at. Also, I wanted to mention a product that I'm in the process of reviewing or testing, and I'm eventually going to write the review for it. It's called the Camera Slingers. And this is a dual camera strap that is connected. It kind of looks like a black brassiere, I guess. But it actually goes behind your head, and it sits on your shoulders. And it has straps that hang down on both sides, very similar in design, the straps themselves anyways, to the R-strap, where you screw the straps into the camera mount or the tripod mount of your camera, and you can actually have a camera hanging on each side of your body. So instead of switching lenses out in the field where you tend to attract a lot of dust when you do that, you can have one camera body on your right side with, let's say, a 70 to 200 lens, have another camera body on your left with maybe an ultra wide angle lens or a wide angle lens. And this way, when you're shooting a wedding or you're shooting an event, you can just grab one camera, shoot with it, place it down, grab the other camera, shoot with it, and you're not having to worry about straps falling off your shoulders, hurting your shoulders, digging into your shoulders, hurting your neck. You know, a lot of people will actually put the camera strap over their head and so that it sort of goes across their neck. And ultimately, they, you know, at the end of the day, or even after the end of an hour or two, you end up with a sore neck. The Camera Slingers product is designed so that the full weight of the cameras themselves and the lenses are supported by your shoulders, not your neck. And I just got done wearing it today for 4.5 hours, and it was superb. It was very, very comfortable. And I'll be writing my review on it probably in the next, I'd say, week or so. I'm going to be testing it again on Saturday during a photo shoot that'll be about another 4.5 hours as well. So I want to give it some real in-the-field testing before I sit down and write the review. This way I can find some tips and tricks. I can find some things that I love about it, which is quite a bit right now. Find some things that maybe they can improve upon, because every product, there's no such thing as perfection. Every product can be improved upon. And so that's my review of the Camera Slingers. That's my overview of the Camera Slingers product right now. And you can find out more by going to cameraslingers.net and find out about this product. I think it probably sells in the $120 range as a guesstimate right now. I really haven't analyzed it. Another product that I've been using, and I just picked it up last week, is from Hoodman. It's called the Loop 3.0. And it's designed initially to be a loop that you can put over your 3-inch LCD screen to get a finer detail view of sharpness. So when you're out in the field reviewing images, you can just put the loop on it, and you can wear the strap over your neck, you know, use it when you need it. It blocks out all light, so it makes it really easy to tell detail. But they also sell these rubber bands for it that you can attach over your camera, so you can use it like on a camera like the 5D Mark II or on an Nikon D90 or D5000 or Rebel T1i. You can use it as a viewfinder. You know, attach it to your LCD screen with these rubber bands, and it makes follow focus a little bit easier to do. It makes seeing the screen a lot easier, especially when you're outdoors. My biggest gripe with it is it's fairly expensive at $80 for what it is. And they charge $20 for these rubber bands that go along with it that, you know, you can buy separately. But $20 for rubber bands is a rip. It should be, you know, no more than a couple of bucks plus shipping, or they should truthfully throw it in for anybody that has a video camera that wants it. I mean, that would be the proper, you know, customer service route. Anyways, that is my rant for tonight. This is Ron at Camertown. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great night.